thought we'd run down a little bit of stats for you. Get you a little bit better perspective on how this first half went. Overall, the score is 27-26 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. And in that first half for the Haynes Glacier Bears, looks like we had Matthew Green with 6 points, Trevor Cox with 8 points, Dylan Swinton with 8 points, and 4 points that I have not accounted for at the moment. So we will update those. For the Wrangell Boys, looks like we have 4 points for Bryce Gerald, 2 points for Dawson Miller, 5 points for Tymon Teeth, 11 points for Blake Stokes, 4 points for Tyler Gillen, and 1 point unaccounted for. In free throws, the Glacier Bears have had a great night so far with their free throws. And let's take a look at that. We have Green at 2 for 2. We have Trevor Cox at 6 for 6. So it looks like they've actually got 100% free throw shooting for the night. The good news is that the Glacier Bears only gave up one foul. So nobody from the Wrangell team has seen the free throw line yet. So good to know that they are doing really well there as far as fouls. And that one foul did come, I believe, on the part of... I'm trying to figure out who that was. Let me remember who that was. Patrick Cunningham. So Cunningham with that one foul for Haynes, and Wrangell with 9 fouls. But we're going to get back here to the action as we get started on the third quarter here. And on the court right now for your Glacier Bears, it's going to be Cox and Swinton, Sage, Hudson Sage, Green, and Cunningham. Wrangell with the ball. Stokes is going to get it over to Gerald. Gerald going to put up for two. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts up again for two. No good. Rebound comes down in the hands of Teet. Teet gets it over to Gillen. Gillen back to Gerald. Gerald going to try for a third time here. Puts up for two. No good. And it's going to be Swinton with the rebound. Swinton over to Cox. Cox going to drive it in pretty quick. Back to Swinton. Swinton shoots for three. No good. Sage with the rebound. Sage is going to get blocked up on his knees, but gets it out to Cox. Cox gets the ball up to the top of the key. They get it over to Swinton. Swinton drives in for two. No good. Get the ball in the hands of Gerald, but Gerald tosses it out to Cunningham. Cunningham to Swinton. Swinton's going to call for traveling. Ball's going to go over to Wrangell. And Stokes going to walk it across the half-court line here. And Stokes looking for a way in on the left-hand side. Shoots up for three. No good. Ball comes down the hands of Cox. Cox is triple-teamed. And they're going to call a reaching foul. And that's going to be on Przunka, I believe. And that will be his first foul of this this halftime. And so Cox with the ball, gets it over to Cunningham, up to the top of the key to Green. Green over to Cox. Cox is going to take it back to the top of the key. I'm going to step back a couple seconds, let everybody get in place. He's going to shoot for three. No good. Rebound comes down in the hands of Gerald. Almost goes out of bounds, but he saves it. Gets it over to Gillen and to Stokes. Stokes is going to drive in, shoot for two. No good. And Gerald with the rebound. Gets it over to Gillen. Gillen going to shoot for three. No good. Bounces off the top of the backboard and comes down in the hands of Cunningham. Cunningham gets it over to Cox. Cox at the top of the key. Goes over to the left. Gets it to Green. Green looking for an open player. Decides to take it in himself. And then backs it out. Gets it to Swinton. Swinton goes up. Shot is no good, but there is a foul. And that foul is going to be on Tymon Teet. And it's going to be his second foul of the game. And it's going to send Swinton to the line. So his first shot is no good. And there's going to be a substitution. Pozunka's going to come out of the game. And Taryn Privett's going to come into the game. Swinton with his second shot. Second shot no good as well. Score still 27-26 with 5:47 left in this third quarter. And Glacier Bears with a couple of rebounds trying to put it up. Green with the last one. It doesn't go up, but it does go out of bounds. It's going to be a wrangle ball. Gillen Stokes. Stokes is going to jog this one across the half-court line. Over on the left-hand side of the court, looking to drive in. Pretty heavily guarded by Sage, but gets past him, puts up for two, and it is good. And it's going to be Swinton with the ball as he inbounds it. Gets lost in the hands of Gerald. Over to Teat. Teat's going to try to shoot up to the basket, but can't get it. And he gets fouled. Looks like that foul is going to be on Green. That will be his first foul of the game. And then there's going to be a short timeout here. Actually, they're going to call it a full timeout on the Glacier Bears. And we're back, and Rangel has inbound the ball. Gerald with the ball, puts up for two, no good. Comes down, and Swinton's going to get that rebound. He's going to take it down the left-hand baseline, or sorry, sideline. Looks to get it out, but there's going to be a foul. They're going to call it a charge, I believe. Maybe they're not going to call it as a foul. So just a turnover. Ball turns over to Rangel. Stokes is going to take that ball, drive into the middle of the paint, gets it out to Gerald, who almost loses that, but gets it into Gillen. Gillen's going to put up for two, and it is good. Score going to be 31-26 here with 4:45 left in the third quarter. And we've got Swinton over to Cox. Cox taking the playmaker position up at the top of the key, hoping to get people open. And Swinton puts up a nice screen so that he can get by Stokes. Gets the ball out to Green. Back to Cunningham. Ball almost goes out of bounds. A nice try to save by Sage, but it actually does go out of bounds. So it's going to turn over to the Wolves. Privet inbounding to Stokes. Stokes walking it across the half-court line, taking their time, nobody rushing. Looks like both teams are settling in well. It's nice to see a nice, evenly played game here, evenly matched. Privet up for two, and it is good. He is fouled in the meantime. And it's going to be Cox with the ball. And that one is not going to be good. So we've got a timeout, a short timeout on the Wrangell Wolves side, so we will keep that. That last one was not a foul, and Privet not with the basket, because it looks like that happened beforehand. So score is 31-26 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. 3:55 left in the third quarter. And so far in this quarter, we've got two fouls on the part of the Wrangell Wolves, one foul on the part of the Haynes Glacier Bears. So Glacier Bears doing a nice job tonight controlling their fouls, and also did a really great job in the first half with making their free throws. So with a close game like this, you know, one of the things that I always like to make sure is that the players are watching their free throws, because right now it's just a five-point game. And if you missed your free throws, it could be a deal breaker for close games like this. So it's nice to see the Glacier Bears doing a great job tonight of keeping those free throws in the basket. So both teams coming back out on the court now. And it is going to be Glacier Bear ball over on the opposite sideline. And Swinton's going to inbound, sends it long to Cox, who immediately drives to the basket, shoots for two, no good. Ball comes down and gets away, and it's going to be Stokes with the rebound over to Gillen. Gillen's going to drive it up, sends it over to Cheat on the right-hand side, back to Gillen. Up to the top of the key is Stokes. Stokes is going to stand and hold the ball for a minute, but Cox putting some good pressure on there, forcing Stokes in, sends it to Privet, back out to Gillen, and to Stokes. Some good ball passing. They've had a bit of fumbling tonight, but right now they're doing pretty well controlling that ball and controlling the passes. Gerald going to come in for two, and it is good. So Bryce Gerald with two more points. Score at 33-26, 3 minutes, 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Cox with the ball. He's going to drive in for two. No good, but there is a whistle on that. So it is going to send Cox to the line, and that foul is going to be on Blake Stokes. It's going to be his second foul of the night. Wrangell's third team foul for this half. So Cox to the line. His first shot is good. And that makes 9 points for him tonight. Second shot. He's going to take a couple of dribbles. Get it balanced. It's up in the air, and it is good as well. Nicely done, Trevor Cox. Wrangell now with the ball. It's going to be Gillen over to Stokes and to Teat over on the left-hand side. Teat's going to drive back towards the middle, pass it off to Gillen. Gillen tries to drive in, can't get past Cunningham. Manages to get past, and on his shot up, it is knocked out of bounds. There's actually going to be a foul. Looks like somebody might have gotten part of his hand, and that's going to be a foul on Cunningham. And that will be his second foul, but not a shooting foul, so no free throws there. Wrangell with the ball. Gerald coming into the paint. Puts up for two. No good. Rebound by Swinton. Swinton's going to take it across. Teat tries to steal it. Almost gets away with it. Cunningham saves it. Tries to toss it back in, and it goes off the chest of Green out of bounds. Going to be Wrangell's ball. 2 minutes, 37 seconds left. And looks like Latchley's going to come in for Privet on the Wrangell team. And Stokes with the ball coming across the half-court line. And some pretty good blocking, but there is a foul. And looks like that's going to be on Green. They're going to call it a reaching foul. So that's going to put both teams at three fouls for this half. Wrangell inbounding it. Stokes to Gerald. Back to Stokes. Stokes putting up for three. No good. And ball's going to bounce out of bounds. It's going to be Glacier Bear ball. 2 minutes, 21 seconds left in the third quarter. Score is 33-28. Staying right around that five-point game for all of this second half so far. Cox with the ball is driving left. Does a long court pass over to Swinton. Swinton finds Cox back in the middle now. And the shot is no good, but it bounced off into the hands of Cunningham. Cunningham gets it to Swinton. Swinton drives through a layup, and it is good. So two more points for Swinton. That makes 10 for him for the game so far. Now it's Allen with the ball over to Teat. Teat drives into the middle. Shoots. No good. And there is a free throw, or there is a foul. It's going to result in free throws. And that's going to be on Hudson Sage. Sage back in the game. And foul on him. It's going to send Teat to the line. And Teat with 5 points tonight in the game. Score 33-30. His first shot is going to be no good. And a rebound by the Glacier Bears. They get that ball out to Cox. Cox at the top. He's driving over to the right-hand side, trying to drive in for a layup. No good. And foul going to be called on Gerald. And that's going to be a blocking foul. So that's going to send... They're going to call it not an active shooting foul, so it's just going to be Glacier Bear ball inbounding from the baseline just to the right of their basket. And Swinton inbounding. Going to send it long to Cox. Cox going to immediately put up for three, and it is good. So Trevor Cox with three more points, and that's going to tie up this game 33-33 with 1:27 left. It's going to be Gillen up for two. No good. Blatchley with the rebound. Puts it up. No good. But there is a foul, and that foul is going to be on Swinton, his first foul of the game. It's going to send Blatchley to the line for his first shot tonight. First shot is good. And And so he will get a second shot here. Second shot up. Second shot is good as well. Nicely done from the JV, Riley Bletchley. Now it is Cunningham with a cross-court pass over to Green. Green comes in for two. No good. Rebound by Sage. He puts up for two. No good. And there is a foul there. That foul is going to be on Bletchley. And it's going to send Hudson Sage to the line. Sorry, yes, to the line. His first free throw attempts here. First one up and good. Nicely done. Takes the score 35-34 in favor of Wrangell Wolf. Second shot here could tie up the game. And second shot is no good. But the rebound comes down in the hands of Matthew Green. Gets it out to Cox. Cox tries to drive in. He's blocked. Can't do it. Gets it over to Cunningham. Cunningham puts up for two. No good. And he is fouled. And that's going to be a push foul on Timon Teat. And that's going to be Teat's third foul of the game. Sends Cunningham to the line. Looks like Wrangell's getting ready to make some substitutions. Cunningham's first shot, no good. And coming in is Sam Armstrong and Dawson Miller. Teat and Bletchley heading out. And second shot for Cunningham, also no good. On the rebound, there's going to be a foul. And that foul is on Green. It's a push foul. So both teams now with six fouls, a little bit more here in this second half. And Wrangell with the ball, 54 seconds left in the third quarter. Stokes gets it into Gerald. Gerald backs up a little bit, can't quite get into the paint. Gets it out to Gillen, over to Armstrong, back up to the top of the key to Stokes. Stokes looking to head over to the right. Most of the players over on the left-hand side of the court. Comes into the middle and a last-minute pass out to Gerald. Gerald comes in, passes out to Armstrong, back to Gillen up at the top right of the key. Gillen gets it to Stokes. Stokes looks to drive in, but passes it back out to Gerald. Some pretty good ball handling here, passing it off. Stokes back with the ball at the top of the key. Drives in, puts up for two, and it is good. So Blake Stokes with two more points. 37-34 with 7 seconds left in this third quarter. Cox with the ball. About 2 seconds left. He loses the ball. Gets it over to Gerald. Stokes puts up a last-minute throw. No good. And at the end of the third quarter, score is 37-34.